deeply about all the things that he's just heard. What do we think? Is he the hero of the story? Or is he a zero? What do we think? Is he a hero? Or is he a zero? He's a zero! Poor Jonah! He's getting some bad feedback from the beavers. What do the brownies think? Is he a hero? You think he's a hero because he was brave, wasn't he? To start with, he didn't want to do what God said. But then he did change his mind. And Jonah faced some really tough choices. Because when God asked him to go to Nineveh, it's not surprising he was scared. Those people in Nineveh were known for being ferocious warriors. And the thing about being one of God's prophets, like Jonah, was that he was in a very special position because he got to hear God's voice. But that special privilege also brought some really awesome responsibilities. And it's not easy to go and tell people that they're not doing the right thing, because you don't always get a very positive response. So it's not surprising that Jonah was scared and that he thought he could take the easy way out on a package trip to sunny Spain. But as we know, that's where it all went wrong. And following on from the football theme with the song that we had earlier, we thought it was all over. But with God, it's never all over. Because God is a God who gives us second chances. A God who loves us and who, even when we're emphatically going the wrong way, is still standing there waiting for us to turn to him, ready to strengthen us, to give us the hope and the energy and the desire to follow him. And sometimes it's when we're feeling really down, really lost and totally stuck, a bit like Jonah inside that fish, that we realize the truth that God is very close by. And when Jonah came out of the fish, it was as if he'd died and been born again. So he was ready to make a new start and to do what God had asked him to do. And did he have good high expectations? Was he waiting for everybody to listen to him? Well, he didn't, did he? He was sure that the people of Nineveh wouldn't take any notice of what he said. But Jonah forgot that God was already in Nineveh. God had gone before him and prepared the hearts of the people. And that's why it was that Nineveh did hear the message and that everybody repented, even the little girl who liked to wear pink. And so it was that Jonah's trip to Nineveh turned out to be one of the most successful prophetic missions ever. And yet he still wasn't happy, was he? Well, I guess there was a reason why we were told that he's known as Jonah the Moaner. And maybe that's a good thing, because that question about whether Jonah's a hero or a zero, well, I think the true hero of the story is God. And thousands of years later, another prophet came who reminded us about Jonah. Jesus said, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." So Jesus was looking back to the story of Jonah and using that as a way to teach people about what was going to happen to him, that he too would die and rise again, just as Jonah came back to life when it seemed that all had been lost. And I think there's one more thing that I'd like us to remember this morning. Does anybody know what the town of Nineveh is called today? Does anyone know? Nineveh is called Mosul. It's a town in Iraq. And in June 2014, it fell to Islamic State. One of the most famous sites of the city was a former church, which then became a mosque, and which has what is known as the Tomb of Jonah. But that's now been destroyed by the new rulers of the city. So perhaps this morning, we might remember to pray for all of those who live in modern-day Nineveh in the city of Mosul, and for all of those who live in Iraq, asking that they might also come to know God's mercy and God's truth in the middle of the difficulties of all of their lives. Amen.